Welcome to Fresh Death Comics. I'm your host, B. Luke. Hans is with me. Hans, it's been a while since we had a podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Let's jump into it. We have a lot of things to talk about.
We do?
We have a weekly, monthly Walker update. We haven't done the Walker update in a
daily,
while.
Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly Walker update.
So much has happened in The Walking Dead.
You know what? When you say it like that, I think it's like a Walker Texas Ranger update.
It's
the Walker update, so we just got to get Chuck Norris on the line and start talking martial arts or something.
He's like, I cried chop Walkers in my sleep. What if Walker met the Walker?
If Walker met the Walkers?
Yeah.
Do you think he would just chop their heads off? Like karate chop, judo chop
heads
off?
See, that's the problem. I don't think he can karate chop, because the moment he gets bit, he's going to turn.
Right, but he's not karate chopping their teeth.
He's karate chopping their necks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how... What if he karate chops too much and someone bites him? I mean, I don't know. I don't like that...
Like the follow-through he goes into another zombie's
mouth. I don't like
that
the fact
something.
That he used hammers and little tiny knives to stab people.
It is risky. You're right.
So, a lot of stuff's happened in The Walking Dead. You have... They went to a whole new land. They discovered there's a whole bunch of different tribes out there.
Went to a whole new land.
They did. It's almost like a brand new world for them.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what the episode was called, was New World.
Oh. I didn't know that.
So we met a couple of characters. Ones that you don't care about, Hans, because you don't read the book. We met Gregory, the owner of the Hilltop, it's called.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on him yet.
So, but they didn't give you enough to give you an opinion. In the comics, we kind of get to know him, and we know all about him. And then...
Maggie shut him down, though.
Yeah, Maggie. He wanted to get with Maggie. Maggie's not like, I got a bun in the oven. I love my husband. Go next door. Shut the front door, you know?
I was just talking about how she negotiated.
Yeah, but he wanted to stick her bun in her oven. Like, he wanted her. And she was like, I'm not having any of that. I'm laying out. You don't talk to me like that.
Good for her.
So, she laid it down. They agreed to kill the saviors and go after this Negan.
Yeah, but why are we killing these people?
Because they're bad guys. I mean... It wasn't until they came in and they cut Gregory and that everything kind of escalated. And Rick's like, and Rick just goes crazy, chops the guy's neck off, blood pours all over him. He's like, this is how I handle it.
Rick has always gone crazy, but I've never been mad at him for it. This is the first time I'm really upset with him.
Correct, because what they did, they go to the Savior's place, they make this whole plan, they get there, and they kill the Saviors in their sleep.
In their sleep, man.
They're
defenseless.
They're bad guys.
The one guy, he was probably having a really good dream, and then all of a sudden, nope, Rick cuts it short.
But does he even know? I mean, if he dies, there's two scenarios. A, he dies and he goes to the afterlife, so either he's burning in like a fire, which most likely he's doing. So he's like, all of a sudden he's sleeping, he's like, why am I on fire? What's going on? How did I die?
That could be even worse, man.
Like, if you think about it that way, like,
that's if
totally
that's the case,
up.
If you end up in a lake of fire after you die, like, no, upon waking up, if you end up in a lake of fire.
Yeah. And you're just like,
that's worse than surprise
here?
Death, I think.
And then there's the other way, you know, the atheist way where, you know, they kill him and nothing happens. So in that aspect, it's all cool. It's all good.
But still, there's no honor in what Rick is doing.
He's killing the Savior so he can get control of his land, so he can feed his people.
Why can't
these
they
guys
just work
are bad
together?
Guys. The Saviors are bad guys. I wish, because I read the comics, I can understand it and I get it. But because you don't, like, you're going with fresh eyes, you're like, I understand your point. You're just like, oh, the Saviors who, you know, you shouldn't just kill people. How do you know the Saviors are actually bad?
Right, I don't. Except for that little run-in they had with Daryl.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Abraham. You have that aspect. You know, he was going to steal everything they owned.
Right, but the Daryl and the Abraham and the Sasha thing, that was self-defense more than anything. And this isn't. These people didn't do anything. They just took a nap and then died.
The moment they woke up... I mean, look at what happened when they woke up. They were shooting and killing, and they just...
What were they supposed to do? Not defend themselves?
They could have been like, hey, please don't shoot me!
Rick and his party were the aggressors in this situation. The other people didn't do anything.
All right. I can see where we're coming from. Makes sense. So, after they get done, they do the whole slaughtering. One guy's left or right. Primo.
I don't know what that means.
He rides
and now
out,
he's dead. It doesn't even matter.
He rides on his motorcycle. They stop him and these other people say, hey, you got Carol and a Maggie? And you're like, how does Carol get caught? So now we're brought up to this episode, this last one. And I gotta say, I had mixed feelings on it. Carol played some weird, weird role. She starts crying. And she's all like, oh, I'm so scared. I hate it. Like,
no, I think that's...
And it's all an act. I'm like, oh, she's an acting. She's got this. She's just going to go crazy and start killing people.
Yeah, I think that's Carol.
And she didn't.
No, she did.
No, she didn't. What are you talking about? Do we watch the same episode? She had to point to kill the redheaded. What was it, Polly? She had
Polly Pocket?
Yeah, Polly Pocket. She had the gun on her and she said... She's like, you're not going to shoot me. And she's like, I can't shoot you because we're too much the same. I don't want to shoot you. And then there's a whole problem.
I'm glad you picked up on that.
If Carol should have shot her.
Could you shoot yourself, though? Like.
Yeah, survival of the fittest. She's killed so many people. Like.
I don't care. I understand. Carol's killed a lot of people, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, killing walkers, she's really good at. And killing humans, only when they don't represent herself does she have a problem with it. Like, she has to understand who she is, and she doesn't. She just thinks that she can go away scot-clear.
I think Morgan got to her a tiny, tiny bit.
Oh, that would be awful. Morgan needs to die.
Morgan doesn't need to die. He was the only one in the right mind.
So, did you notice something with it? They said, you know, every time they said, like, we're looking for Negan, you all went...
We're all Negan.
All of a sudden, they're like, you're looking for Negan? Yeah, who's Negan? We're all Negan. And they start swearing, yeah. And they're just like, we're Negan. We're Negan.
Yeah, it's like a hive mind, man.
It's almost like brainwashing.
Yeah.
And then Primo said it. Primo's all like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. And they're like, you can tell us who Negan is. And all of a sudden, he does the same thing. He stands up and goes, I'm Negan. Beep, 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 beep. I'm Negan. And
it's like a whole I'm Spartacus gig.
Yeah. And so, like, because I know who Negan is, and I know what Negan is, I'm just like, oh, it all makes sense. And we're going to talk about that later in episodes down the line.
There's only three left in this season.
There's only three left.
That's crazy.
So, with this whole Negan buildup, I want to spoil something for you, but I don't want to spoil it, because I don't know what's going to happen. They change so much stuff right in the book. Someone's going to die in three episodes.
That's usually what happens.
So, someone's going to die. We don't know who it is. And my brain's racking. Like, there's all kinds of stuff.
Do you know who it is?
I don't, because here's the problem. Last year, do you remember when the governor killed Herschel?
Yeah, that was supposed to be...
That was supposed to be Tyrese.
Yeah.
So, for this, because of everything they changed, Carol's not supposed to be alive. Carol died a long time ago.
Yeah, she died in, like, the first hardcover, right?
Yeah. I don't know. She killed her... After Tyrese said he doesn't want to be with her, she decided, like, to go outside and talk to a walker and kill herself.
Yeah.
So, you have her who's alive. You have all new characters in here. You have Daryl.
Yeah.
You know, so you have
all the... Where'd he come
from? He just came from fan fiction, man.
Yo, speaking of Daryl, was that Daryl's bike? Because they were so fixated on
that was
on
Daryl's
the bike.
That was Daryl's bike that was stolen.
Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to tell watching this if that's Daryl's bike or
that's
not.
That's Daryl's bike.
But everybody's like, yo, where'd you get the bike? Where'd you get the bike? But he never said, yo, that's my bike.
It was his bike. I mean, it was pretty... It was
almost... Maybe he just wanted a bike and he really missed his bike.
No, it's his bike. Like, I'm almost certain the way they're acting, but it's almost like one of those things, like when you're in a group of friends and your one friend gets his favorite Pokemon toy stolen. And then all of us...
Does this happen often for you?
No. No, but we all have cars. Like, we all have, like, adult things that we like. And all of a sudden, we see this kid with his Pokemon card, Pokemon toy. And we're like, where'd you get the Pokemon toy? Tell us. We start being like, here's your Pokemon toy back. And he was like, I'm so happy I have it. Like, I feel like it was like no one really cares about the bike. They care that Daryl cares about the bike.
Right. Yeah, okay.
It's just like, here you go, Daryl. Here's your bike back. You know, don't you feel better? And now he's just like, I need my bow and arrow back, too. He took it from me. In three episodes, someone's going to die. I don't... I have a guess who's going to be, but...
What's your guess?
I can't tell you because it's from the comics. And it's a spoiler. Oh. And I want to do that.
If I had to guess...
Who do you have to guess who's going to die in three episodes?
The mid-season finale, I was all like, all right, Abraham is making the ultimate sacrifice. But he didn't. He still saved the day, but he didn't make the ultimate sacrifice. And now he's got this whole thing going on with Sasha, Rosita. And I think that's been underplayed for the last couple of episodes.
I love Abraham. Can I just say that?
I don't know. It could be a thing that's building up.
It can't be Abraham. You know why?
No, it could be one of the three.
It can't be Abraham because he is too funny on the show.
Yeah, no, he is.
Like every time he's in an episode,
he's got those stupid one-liners.
Yeah. Why are Dinkleberries brown?
That's just the way shit is.
Like, come on, that's hilarious. Who, like, I don't know if this is ad-lib of him doing it. Like, that's so funny.
No, that was written. You know that's written.
Did you know what Dinkleberries were?
I mean, yes.
I didn't.
I went to high school.
I didn't know what it was. I actually looked online to see, because I thought it might have been something, like, super dirty. I'm like, I don't know what it is. So I looked, and I was just like, oh, it's just poop.
Yeah, he kind of told you what it was in the joke.
Well, that's, I didn't get the joke. He's like, why are Dinkleberries brown? I'm like, what's a Dinkleberry? And I was like, I just thought it might have been, like, genitalia's or something. Like, I didn't know. And so I was like, I'm going to look this up. I have to, like, know what this is, because I don't want to...
You serious?
Yeah, I looked it up, man. I found an Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And they're like, it's like small deposits in your underwear, and it smears as you, you know, move around that gets left on there. I was like, at my first thought, I was like, why are there small deposits left on your underwear? Like, why are you not cleaning yourself properly? So, Daryl, like, if they kill Abraham, I would be so mad. But you have everyone. You have Morgan. You got...
Morgan's not going to die.
You've got... and you know Rick's not going
to die. Rick's not going to die yet. Maybe later, but he's not going to die yet. He's the leader.
So you have Carol who could do it. You have Maggie. You have Glenn. You have Morgan. I don't think they'd
kill Maggie because it's kind of still up in the air what's going on with that other baby, right?
What other baby? She has a baby in her...
Oh, never mind. We're cutting this. That was in the book, not the show.
Are you talking about Lori?
Yeah.
It's already... Okay.
In the book, wasn't she, like, missing? They didn't know if she was dead or not.
Who's your pick of who's gonna die?
I don't know. That love triangle. It's really...
You think it's down to one of those three. I'm gonna give you $10 if you're right. Who's gonna die?
Really?
For all intents and purposes, yes. Oh my gosh.
I need to really think about this then.
If you're right, you get 10
bucks. It's not Carl.
Not Carl.
It's not Rick.
Not Rick.
It's not going to be Morgan.
You don't know that, but
sure. I think Morgan and Rick are going to like have this battle.
Over who, guns or sticks?
Essentially, yeah.
Morgan was so mad when everyone left and he's just like, I ain't... What was he doing? I don't know. He was, like, having a nervous breakdown.
Wasn't he writing something? Was he writing something?
Yeah, he was, like, writing a note, like, the laws of the land or something. I thought he was, like, Moses writing the Ten Commandments.
Maybe.
So who's going to die? Maybe that's what this place needs. Who's going to die? You got to tell me. Structure. Who's going to die?
What if it's just a meaningless character? Like, nobody cares.
It can't be.
It could be.
If it is, I'll be upset. So, all right. The only reason I ask, because you're really good at guessing if people are going to die or not. It's kind of been your thing.
Really?
The Captain America Civil War trailer.
Rhodey is dead, bro.
And that's a question. You don't know he's dead. You just see him with Iron Man being wrapped around him. He could just be seriously injured. But based on
seriously injured with blood trailing from his mouth. Yes, but you're right.
But based on the trailers, I mean, he does look pretty dead.
He does look pretty motionless.
And I'm just like, you guessed that, like,
I guess six like 2 months ago. 6? You giving me 6?
I'm giving you 6 because
I was going to give me 2, but...
You mentioned it in one of the podcasts of last season.
I don't know.
You mentioned, you're just like, yeah, Rhodey's going to die. And I was like, all right, weirdo. And we just let it go. We never really fleshed it out. So the Civil War trailer came out. I loved it. I think, like, I was watching it, I was like, man, this trailer is the best. I love this. It's so good. I love watching this. Like, I want to watch the movie now. But you hated it.
I didn't hate it. I just hated the end of it.
That was the best part. Like, the thing was, like, everyone kept on mentioning it. There's all the Spider-Man memes. And then all of a sudden, there he was. In his glory. And he's just like, hey, how you doing? It made me so happy.
He seriously looks like something out of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It's his costume, man. His costume's supposed to be bright and vibrant.
But it clashes with all of the other costumes.
So?
Like, it doesn't... It looks like he was removed from another film and placed in this film. Like, maybe his universe is bright and happy, but this Avengers universe, this Captain America universe, is falling apart.
Why can't Spider-Man be Spider-Man?
Is Spider-Man the savior?
Maybe.
Is that what it is?
If you read the comics, he kind of is.
He's so bright and vibrant because he's going to be the one that saves the day. He's going
to
be the one...
He's a hero through and through. His costume is meant to distract and enlighten people that he is a superhero and he is for the people. And that's what I get. When I look at his costume, I go, there is hope in the world. There is justice. There is a reason to live when I see his suits.
When I see his costume, I think I'm going to have stuffing in 2 hours.
How? I don't even, like, why? Because it, maybe...
You can't even continue. It's so good.
It's so good. You make a good point, but at the same time, he looks so good. He looks like somebody I want to be friends with. Like, if I saw him in the street, like, flying down, I would know Spider-Man was there.
It looks like I colored it in with a magic marker.
Yeah, it does not. It's maybe his legs do.
Just his legs.
Just his legs look a little weird. But, I mean, he should get the Scarlet Spider suit in this, right?
I don't know, but if you look, if you take a look at the color of the Captain America shield compared to the color on the Spider-Man outfit, like, how did he get so many shades brighter?
Because he did, if it's like the Spider-Man universe, he makes the suit himself. He would have just used a brighter, do you know there's lots of different reds? There's a plethora of different reds.
But all of the other colors are so muted throughout the whole trailer. Everything is muted, and then we get this vibrant Spider-Man.
Now, granted, the movie's not done yet. You know, they might flesh it out, make it a little bit darker tone by the time the movie airs.
I know, but maybe there's a point to it. I don't know. It just looked off.
So, are you not excited for the movie?
I've never been excited for the movie, because I already predicted the movie.
So...
I didn't predict the movie, then mind blown.
So you're in it, you're an all or nothing in this point. You're just like, if Rhodey lives, are you going to be happy?
If Rhodey dies, I wrote this movie.
Yes.
Like, that's all it is.
Hey, Green Lantern fans, I'm Bill Giancoli.
And I'm Myron Rumsey. We are the co-hosts of the podcast of OLA.
If you want to hear all updates and news about the Green Lantern Corps, tune in to the podcast of OLA.
Hey, you can find us at www.blogofoa.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and Stitcher.
Hans, let's talk about Power Rangers number one. I love the book so much. I think it is probably one of the best books that is out right now.
But you hated it. After two issues... You think it's the best book
that's out right now? Best book out right now. It's the most fun book to read. It is exciting. It's action-packed. We're getting involved with the characters that I love growing up.
All right.
There is everything I want in this issue.
Tell me where you found the fun. Where was the
fun? The Dragon Swords. Bulk and Skull. The beginning issue of it is hilarious. Bulk's like, hey guys, we're doing a podcast. I'm like, dude, that's you and me. Like, Bulk and Skull is you and me. And they're like, dude, the Power Rangers are here. Like, they're talking about, we love talking about comic books and movies and stuff. And that's what Bulk and Skull is doing. They love the Power Rangers. They're just like, hey guys, Bulk and Skull here. We have a Power Ranger thing going outside. Look at all these Megazords outside. It's crazy. What do you think, Skull? And Skull's all like, it's kind of crazy out here, but,
Sounded like a monster truck rally commercial, but... The one guy wasn't too into it.
Yeah, and that's you. Like, sometimes you're not into it. You're just like, right now, you're just like, what did you see with Power Rangers? Give me some of your energy.
I don't get
it, man. It's so much fun. What don't you get?
So you were able to relate to a couple of the characters,
right? All the characters.
All of them?
I relate to all of them.
Yeah, I went to high school once, so this makes sense to me.
You have Zach. Something's going on with Zach's family, and I'm just like, oh, man. I want to know what's going on. Is his parents
Honestly, I feel like that was an awkward preview as to something that's going to happen later.
Yeah, but it's an ongoing series, so it's
awkward,
happening.
Awkward, though.
Anything with a family's awkward.
They could have at least... These guys have been friends for how long? They didn't just meet.
Correct.
No, they can talk. They can talk about their families.
A little bit, but you don't like to tell me everything that's going on in your life with your families. Like, if I'm having a family fight, we've been friends for forever now. And we have a family fight. I don't like to tell you about a lot of it.
I feel like I tell you everything.
No, but what I mean is, like, you have, you know, if you have a fight with your mom about something stupid, You know, I don't know what you guys fight about. I don't hear about it. But so you don't want me to know.
Why'd you let the cranberries get moldy?
Exactly. If that happens. But, you know, me and my mom, we have fights about it. I don't go around saying, hey, my mom's being a terrible person. She won't let me put the snozzberries with the snozzberries. I feel like when it comes to family situations, you don't want to be mixed into that. Have you ever been to a friend's house and their family's arguing in front of you?
Yeah, it's real fun.
It's the most... You say fun?
Yeah, I love awkward situations.
Like, I thought you were kidding for a second, but you look like you're really excited about it. You like it?
Awkward situations are great. I would just sit there and laugh the entire time.
Why? It's the worst feeling in the world. It's like, you don't want to be here. You want to get up. Like, I hate it.
That's what situational comedies are made out of. Awkward situations.
Yeah, but
and that's
why?
What makes you laugh about the television shows. So why would it not make you laugh in real life?
Because I don't want to be involved in it. I don't want to sit in the chair here, and then the dad's going off, hey, Kimberly, what? I shouldn't use Kimberly because she's in the comics. I'm using someone totally different. Hey, Anna, why'd you park in the driveway like that? You should have parked. I can park where I want, Dad. Why'd you do that? I can't get out of it. You need to move your car. I'm not done yet. I got to finish this movie. You don't finish the movie until I tell you to. I don't care about your dad. I hate you.
Wait. So I would be there like, yo, what movie are you watching? Because that plays into the argument. Like, if it's a really important film and she needs to finish this movie, I'm on her side.
Why are you getting involved? Because she's just going to be like, you're like, why are you talking about me?
No.
Why are you even in my house?
I'm not getting involved. I'm sitting in the background just thinking this to myself.
See, I don't like to be in that situation. I just want to leave the house. And I'm just looking for a way out because I want to be involved in
but
that.
But you can't leave because she parked in the driveway wrong.
Correct. And now you're strapped.
So now you're
too.
Stuck and you got to make the best of it.
But I just want to leave. And I just want to be like, I want to get out of here. Should I call 911?
So finish watching The Shawshank Redemption and then get out of there.
I just want to leave. And I'm just like, how do I get out of here? Like, that's how I feel. So that's why when the book happens, like, Billy doesn't do it because he's like me. He just goes, I don't want to know. I don't want to get involved. But I still want to know because I care about you. If you want to tell me, it's cool. But I don't want...
Yeah, no, I get it, but give me something to work with. Give me something to bring me back to the next issue.
Okay. What about this whole stone that Rita has?
I didn't care about it after the Zero issue. So, doing the exact same cliffhanger...
All right, let's go. Cliffhanger. That's a perfect way to start. The cliffhanger. Spoiler alert. If you haven't read it, I'm going to talk about the last page. So, the end of the... Tommy's in his room... And he's chilling, you know, watching some Chuck Norris or, you know.
Chuck Norris again?
Why not? He's a karate master and he wants to learn karate.
No, so, like, I mean, he's maybe watching, he's watching Bruce Lee.
And all of a sudden, like, there's the scorpion lady. Also, she has a knife to him. He's like, how'd you get in my house? That's how it ends. I'm just like, it's true. This is going to answer the age-old question is how come Goldar in the middle of the night doesn't pop down there and just start stabbing people
the
in
the age-old question... Why does Goldar not kill everyone?
Yes.
In their sleep.
Yeah.
Much like Rick.
Yeah, why is Goldar should be like Rick Grimes.
Do you think Goldar would be the Rick Grimes of the Power Rangers world? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Because they pick Rick as a hero.
But in this last issue, the episode, you didn't think Rick was a hero and was killing people in his sleep.
Nah, he really disappointed
me. He was the Goldar at that point.
He was the Goldar.
He went Goldar. He went full Goldar.
You know what? Why... Are they so mad at the Rangers? Tell me why.
Because they want to conquer Earth, but the Rangers keep on stopping them. It's like, here's your iPod. I have it in my hands.
Okay.
You want it?
Yes.
All right, take it. Oh, nope, can't have it. Want it? Oh, you can't take it. Want it? Oh, you can't take it.
So close, every time.
Yeah, so close. And then there's a time when you have it, and I still snip it away. That's what the Rangers do all the time. So every time they have Earth in their grip, I'm like, we got it. The Rangers stop it. Were you getting upset a little bit when you were playing a little tug of war with your iPad?
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine 100 times, like, you wake up, you've been trapped in a dumpster for 1,000 years.
Oh, my. Wow, okay.
And all of a sudden, you're broken free. And you're like,
so did I get the food from, like, the clippings from the Chinese shop down the street? They just...
Wow.
How have I survived this dumpster?
Magic.
Magic. All right, magic.
We'll magic. Magic's the easy answer. So you get out and you're like, all right, 10,000 years, it's time to conquer Earth.
So I'm like the genie at this point?
Yeah, and you're just like, all right, I'm going to conquer Earth. And you're like, all right, I got my putties out, got a monster, they're going to wreak havoc, destroy the world. And all of a sudden, these Rangers show up and stop you. And you're just like, well, that was annoying, but I'll cover it next time, I got this. And it happens again. So finally, you get mad and you hire a bodyguard, a Green Ranger. And the Green Ranger is supposed to protect you from the stupid Rangers. So it's like you hiring someone else who's going to protect, trying to fight for your
phone. But it's still, what, 5 against 1? 6 against 1?
Yeah, but he's a superpowered Ranger. He's Tommy, the Green Ranger. The greatest Ranger who's ever lived in existence.
Right, but he's still just a Ranger.
Now when it comes to, I don't know.
It's 6 Rangers versus 1 Ranger.
Tommy Olive.
Think 6 would beat 1.
Maybe, but is Tommy, it Tommy, it's 5.
5, okay.
5 against 1. But Tommy's one of the best Rangers. I mean, come on. Billy can't fight.
Billy is the best Ranger.
How?
He's can't, the smartest Ranger.
But he can't fight. What good are you in a fight if you can't fight?
Why can't he fight?
He sucks at fighting.
He fights all the time.
He was good later on, but in the beginning episodes, he barely knew how to fight.
So he learned how to fight, and he's super intelligent.
But we're talking about Zero. We're talking about in the beginning when Tommy first became.
So he's fixing all these Zords. He's figuring out all the problems, how to solve world hunger.
You have two girls who are pretty good at martial arts, but not that good. You have Zach, who's pretty good at martial arts, but the real opponent is the Red Ranger. He's the real beast of them all. He's the leader. He's the one who's gonna. He has to fight. So technically, it's Green versus Red. But when Tommy turns...
If you had to pick a dinosaur, which dinosaur would you go with?
T-Rex.
Why?
Because T-Rexes are the best of all the dinosaurs. They're the king of the dinosaurs.
But he doesn't have that many weapons. The Triceratops has 3 weapons on his forehead.
I got a massive jaw that will bite anything.
Not if the Triceratops spears you in the tummy first.
I'd get you first.
You're like, oh shoot, it's
I would
over.
Pick you up and be like, oh man, look at me, I got a hamburger.
You just suplex him?
Yeah. Like you come down and just like, ah, there we go. I'm gonna eat you. I'm talking about mouthful.
So you're getting your final meal as you bleed from your gut.
You would never stab me. I would be an awesome T-Rex. The Green Ranger has now turned, and so Rita's at her pinnacle. She's so mad. And she just wants to destroy them. So it's always been, I don't know, I've always wondered, like, why don't they come down in normal situations? Like, when the Rangers are at school. Where they could just out them.
When the Rangers are taking a nap.
Yeah, like, why not catch the Rangers, like, when... You know, if she can see what's going on, I'm sure the Rangers aren't 100% 365 of the days. I'm sure they have tummy aches. Do it when he's on the pooper.
Trina's doing her calculus homework. Time to strike.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I just feel like... So this is going to answer the age-old question. Is maybe they get superpowers or maybe there's a protection bell.
It's just too easy, I guess.
I will say there was one disappointing part of the issue. And that was the backup Bulk and Skull issue.
I feel like Bulk and Skull had their own content in the beginning.
Correct. In the beginning, it was funny.
So they didn't need.
At the end there, it didn't feel like a flow. There, like, the joke still makes me laugh. I thought about the other day when I was walking to work. Like, if I knew you were hungry for 87 hot dogs, I would have made some for you. Like, I don't know. That joke just makes me laugh so hard from the Zero issue. And I didn't get that from the Bulk and Skull story. There was no clear joke. It was
no,
just...
No, the new one, it had nothing.
So I was disappointed. That was the only part... It was only 2 pages, so...
But the cliffhanger in this one was almost the exact same as the cliffhanger in issue 0.
How?
So why do I need both issues? Oh, I have this crystal. Oh, I have this crystal. And I'm gonna kill you.
No, In the first one, it was the Zords. Like, oh, the Zords are all getting destroyed. And then in the number one issue, it's, oh, Tommy's got his sword around his neck.
No,
oh,
she
man.
She found the crystal in the river or something.
Yeah.
That's the Zero issue.
Yeah, but they're also fighting the Megazord and breaking the bridge.
Yeah, but who cares?
So, I think the
apparently
issue...
Apparently now they have a danger room?
That was so much fun! It's something new they brought to the table, and I'm gonna...
Yeah, something completely new. It's never been done before in the X-Men.
This is Power Rangers, totally something different. You've always wondered how the Power Rangers train. I mean, fighting putties every day isn't really a good way to train. This has been Fresh Death Comics. I'm your host, B-Luke. Hans, it's been a pleasure, even though you're wrong about Power Rangers. And you guys have a wonderful day.